理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Today we continue with our story called Farm Girl. We're finding out what life on a farm was like for Lisa Hall.
Lisa is back with us. She is a writer for us here at Studio Classroom. Lisa, it's great for you to be here and to hear your story.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here and it's great to share my experiences with our students.
Today we want to learn more about Lisa's experiences. So far we know that life on a farm is hard work. Lisa had lots of chores to do, but Lisa was with her family, and that was very meaningful for her. We'll learn more about that now. Join us on page 39 in the left-hand column as we read.
Farm Girl. I was 14 when my dad taught me how to cut hay. He patiently sat beside me on the large tractor as I cut the first few hay rows. "Keep the rows straight," he instructed me as he headed off to do other chores. As soon as he left, things started going wrong. The cutting machine tilted to one side. The rows came out crooked. When I adjusted the machine, it made strange noises. Embarrassed, I finally went to find my dad. He quickly discovered the problem. The cutting machine had a flat tire. Cutting hay went smoothly after my dad fixed the tire.
Well, Lisa, you tell us you were 14 when your dad taught you how to cut hay. Now, in the last part of our story, or the story, you did tell us that that was your favorite part. You loved to cut the hay. Why?
Because I was able to be outside, enjoy the beautiful weather. I was able to drive one of those big tractors, and I was able to relax and just spend time thinking.
Well, as your dad taught you how to cut hay, you write, he patiently sat beside you on the large tractor as you cut the first few hay rows. Now, that's quite a big responsibility as a 14-year-old to be driving such a large piece of equipment.
Yes, and so I was very nervous that first time I was cutting hay. I was very worried that something might go wrong.
Okay, now we see this word tractor. If you look on page 38, you can see the tractor that you used on your farm. And a tractor is a large vehicle. It's often used to pull machinery, but sometimes it's specialized to do a certain job on a farm. So you would use that to cut hay, and you would try to keep it going very straight, right, so that you could cut these rows.
Yes, that's right. It's very important that you keep the tractor straight, so the rows are nice and straight, because other tractors will come a few days later to chop or bale the hay.
Okay, so that's what your father instructed you. In fact, he said, keep the rows straight, he instructed you, or he taught you, as he headed off to do other chores. So he taught you how to do it, he showed you how to do it, and then he let you do it yourself while he went and did some other work, because there's always something to do on the farm.
That's right, but I was very nervous to be out there in the fields by myself with this huge tractor and this huge cutting machine behind me.
Okay, now you do tell us here that as soon as he left, things started to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, Lisa?
The rows started to come out crooked. For some reason, when I tried to move the cutting machine back and forth, nothing I did was working. And my dad had been very careful to tell me to keep the rows straight, but I didn't know how to fix the problem.
Okay, so you knew there was a problem. You didn't want to disappoint your father by having the rows come out crooked. You say that the machine, the cutting machine, was actually tilted to one side. Now, when we see that word, we can think that it's slanted or it becomes uneven in some way, so that it makes it very difficult to direct the tractor to go one direct way.
That's right. Cutting machine kind of was starting to look a little bit like this. And when it would move along, it would kind of move along in like a curving direction.
Okay, so it was leaning, and as it leaned, it was difficult to keep those rows straight. So, Lisa, you were struggling. You were trying to get that machine so it would be level again and mm-hmm. not leaning on one side or leaning to one side. But you found that it was impossible to correct that. So eventually, what did you do?
Well, eventually, I had no other choice but to go and find my dad and to see if, basically to ask him what I was doing wrong.
Hey, Dad, why do I have all these crooked rows when you told me to have straight rows? Now, crooked is really the opposite of a straight row, right?
That's right. Crooked row means it's irregular, it's not straight. Maybe it curves or maybe it bends. And then you say, when I adjusted the machine, it made strange noises. So it sounded like something wasn't wrong, or something was wrong. It doesn't sound like it was your fault, though.
That's right. It really did make strange noises. Basically, it would go like thunk, thunk, thunk. And no matter what I did, nothing sounded right.
Okay, so thunk, 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 I guess, is not what the machine should be doing. So you were a little bit concerned about that. But you tried your best, and finally you said, Dad, something is wrong. You were embarrassed, though. You wanted to do a good job, mm-hmm. I take it.
Yep, I wanted to impress my dad.
Well, your dad came over, and he quickly discovered the problem. The cutting machine had a flat tire. Now, that must have been a relief for you to see that the problem wasn't yours and that it was easily fixable.
That's right. In fact, I was so worried when I went to find my dad. But when my dad came and he saw that the cutting machine simply had a flat tire, he was able to easily fix it. And his attitude towards me was very kind. I almost expected him to yell at me or to scold me for doing something wrong. But in fact, he just simply helped me fix the problem.
Okay, he realized the problem was not yours, it was not your fault, but it was because of the flat tire. So the machine started to lean or tilt. Well, he fixed the problem, and soon after that, you were cutting those rows. Everything went smoothly, you say, after your dad fixed the tire. Well, students, it's time for us to take a short break, and then we'll come back and bring you the conclusion of Farm Girl.
Which state in America produces the most cheese? A. Montana. B. New Mexico. C. Wisconsin. Which state in America produces the most cheese? C. Wisconsin. In fact, Wisconsin produces more than 2 billion pounds of cheese every year. Maybe that's why it's called America's Dairyland.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We learned just before the break that Lisa had an opportunity for the first time to drive a tractor to cut hay, and you were excited about that, but you had a bit of a problem.
That's right. The first time that I cut hay, the cutting machine actually had a flat tire.
Well, I don't know too many 14-year-olds who have the opportunity to drive such a large piece of equipment. It must have been exciting for sure. We're going to learn more about Lisa's life on a farm. Join us as we continue with the reading on line 14.
Farm Girl. Of course, I had fun on the farm too. My siblings and I did things like play baseball together in our large backyard. But I still wished I had more free time to play with my friends. Sometimes I felt sorry for myself that my life was so different from theirs. Looking back now, however, I feel differently. I wouldn't trade the experiences I had growing up for anything. Through my daily chores, I learned the value of hard work. I also developed close relationships with my parents and siblings. Besides, I could climb the silo whenever I wanted.
Now remember, Lisa has told us many times that work on the farm took up a lot of her time. She worked very, very hard. But I'm glad to see, Lisa, you had fun too.
That's right. I had lots of fun growing up on a farm. There were many things that I was able to do because I grew up on a farm that I would not have been able to do if I grew up in a city.
That's true. You say, of course, you had fun on the farm too. Your siblings and you did things like play baseball together in the large backyard, and that's something that a lot of city kids might be able to do.
That's right. When the weather was nice during the summer, that's what we would do.
Now, Lisa, you do say here, my siblings and I did things like play baseball together in the large fields, now, or the backyard, which really was a part of the whole farm, right?
That's right.
Now, when we think about a sibling, we are talking about your brothers and sisters, children from the same parents.
Mm-hmm. So how many siblings did you have, Lisa?
I had three siblings. I had two older brothers and a younger sister.
Okay, mm-hmm. Not enough really for an official baseball team, but you still had fun playing baseball. Maybe you were throwing the ball around, playing catch, or hitting the ball in the wide open spaces. It's a great opportunity, great place for kids to run around in. Not a place that a lot of kids have that chance, especially if you live in the city.
That's right. But I still wished I had more free time to play with my friends.
In fact, you do tell us here, Lisa, that sometimes you kind of felt sorry for yourself, that your life was so different from your friends' lives. And I think that many of us do that when we're growing up. I know I did. My sisters and I, we would feel sorry for ourselves. We lived in the country. We couldn't see our friends as often. And I think that you had that experience. But now you feel differently, right?
That's right. Now I realize that the way I grew up is very different from how most people grew up. And while at the time I thought I was working hard and I had such a difficult life, actually now I realize that that experience gave me a lot of really wonderful lessons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you say in line 19 that looking back, however, you feel differently. As you just said, looking back simply means looking back to the past, thinking about things from the past, and reviewing your life, looking back. Let's review this sentence, or this phrase now, in today's word skit.
Look what I have. It's our old high school yearbook.
Oh, let's look back and remember our high school days.
Okay, I love doing that.
Yes.
Oh, look, here's a picture of Donald.
Oh, Donald, I really liked Donald.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't like you, remember? He liked me.
Yes, I do remember.
Oh, it's so much fun to look back and remember our high school years. Oh, here's a picture of the girls' basketball team.
Oh, yes, I always wanted to play on the girls' basketball team.
Oh, too bad you weren't good enough. I was the captain of the team, though.
Yeah. Mm. I remember.
Oh, I just love looking back on our past.
Hey, look, there's a picture of our old math teacher. Oh, he never liked me.
Oh, really? I was his favorite student.
Oh.
Oh, I just love looking back on good times. Isn't this fun?
No, it's not fun. In high school, you had all the good times. It was hard for me.
Oh, that's true.
When I look back, I'm just hurt and sad and disappointed with myself.
Oh, you shouldn't feel that way about yourself.
Yeah, but what can I do?
Well, stop looking back.
Okay, so as you can see, sometimes looking back is not always a positive thing, though sometimes looking back, we can see the benefits of some of the things that we go through. So in Lisa's situation, as she looks back now, she realizes that life on a farm was actually a positive experience.
That's right.
Now, I remember you saying, be before that life on a farm, you really didn't have a lot of vacation. If you had any vacation at all during the summertime, the kids would go off and play and go swimming while you had to work. So I could see where it would be easy for a young person to think about their friends playing while you had to work and that you would feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah, I thought as a child I was very unfortunate.
Okay.
But now as an adult, I realized that that really gave me a lot of very good lessons. I learned that hard work is actually something to be valued.
And you do say here, I wouldn't trade the experiences I had growing up for anything. And I think that is often the case. When we grow up, we realize that. But at the time, we feel very differently about it. But this is a good expression or a good sentence for us to take a closer look at. Today, Liz is going to help us do that. Join us.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. My name is Liz, and welcome to Usage Tips. Let's take a look at the sentence one more time. I wouldn't trade the experiences I had growing up for anything. 我们今天要讨论的是这一句, would not trade something for anything. 它的意思是表达某一样东西对某一个人来讲非常宝贵, 无论用什么东西他都不肯换或是都不能取代。 这个句型不复杂, 而且很常用, 又很实用。 Okay, 来看看几个例子吧. She wouldn't trade her chance to meet her favorite celebrity for anything. 任何事情都不能取代她和最喜欢的名人见面的机会. Or, I wouldn't trade my collection of antique watches for anything. 任何东西都不能取代我收藏的古董表. 如果还想要有更多的例句的话, 请各位参考今天课文的 Usage Tips. I hope you'll give it a try. Keep up the good work. And I hope you'll never trade your chance to practice your English for anything. See you again next time. Back to you.
Thank you, Liz. I think this is a very useful sentence. I wouldn't trade the experience I had for anything, because many times in life we go through something tough, but after we've gone through it, we realize the benefit of it.
That's right. It means simply that if you had the opportunity to do it all over again, you wouldn't change anything. You say through your daily chores, you learned the value of hard work. How does that affect your life today, Lisa, knowing the value of hard work?
No, I actually enjoy working. I actually enjoy being busy. I enjoy being able to accomplish things and do things.
Okay, and you also say here, which is very, very important, I also developed close relationships with my parents and siblings. Now, a lot of children grow up today and they don't have that. They don't grow up feeling close to their parents or their siblings. But when you grow up on a farm, you eat meals together, you work together, you develop that bond.
That's right. I spent a lot of time with my parents, with my siblings. And that's something that has, especially being away from them, now that I'm in Taiwan now, has proven to be a lot of value.
Okay, and another advantage of working on a farm as a young child is that you get to climb the silo whenever you want it. Again, there's lots of adventure, even a little danger on the farm, but that's great excitement for a young child. Well, let's visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room right now, and then we'll be back with Michelle to review the lesson.
Welcome to the chat room. Today we learned that Lisa learned the value of hard work through her daily chores.
That's right. I'm sure Lisa had to work up a sweat when she milked those cows.
Hey, good idiom, Rachel. To work up a sweat means to put a lot of effort into something, even if you don't actually get sweaty from the job.
Exactly. And here's another one. By the sweat of your brow. If you do something by the sweat of your brow, then you work very hard to accomplish it. You may even have to do hard, physical work.
So I could say, Tess became fluent in English by the sweat of her brow.
Right, and that means that Tess had to work very hard and put a lot of effort into learning English.
To work up a sweat, 字面上是工作到流汗, 这个片语呢, 可以表示工作到满身大汗, 也可以表示很努力的工作, 但并不一定是真的在流汗。 另外一个片语, by the sweat of your brow, 也是同样的意思, 字面上是用额头上的汗, 也是表示努力, 殷勤的工作。 Do you have any other idioms that mean to work hard?
Sure, here's another one. To work like a dog. For example, I worked like a dog all day long painting the house.
So, Rachel, do you ever work like a dog at studio classroom?
Not usually, because you know what they say, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Or in my case, all work and no play makes Rachel a dull girl. In other words, it's not good to work too hard.
I agree with you there. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. 这是个谚语，只知道工作，不知道娱乐，会使人的脑袋变笨。其实 work 也可以表示读书，所以同样一句话呢，也可以表示只会用功不玩耍，连聪明的孩子也会变傻。相信各位同学一定会很喜欢这句话。Okay, students, let's go to Michelle and see what she has to teach us.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们看 tilt 这个动词。Tilt 在这里是指倾斜或者是倒向某一侧。例如 ,The auditorium was jammed. We had to tilt our heads to see the front. 体育馆挤得爆满，我们得歪着头才能看到前面。Tilt 也指意见或者是喜好倾向某一方。例如 ,The press's bias seems to tilt in favor of the ruling party. 媒体似乎有所偏颇，倒向执政党的这一方。继续我们看的是Cricket 这个形容词，注意这里的两个 O 是发短音的 U 的音，念成 cricket。它本来是 crook 弯曲这个动词的过去分词，在这里是当形容词，意思是弯曲的、歪的或者是扭曲的。例如 ，The boy's front teeth are crooked。这个男孩的门牙长得歪歪的。Cricket 也指不平的或歪斜的，例如 a crooked table 不平的桌子。最后我们看的是 sibling 这个名词， sibling 就是指兄弟姐妹。例如 ，I have 5 siblings, 2 older brothers and 3 younger sisters。我有五个兄弟姐妹，两个哥哥跟三个妹妹。有一个常用语是 sibling rivalry, R-I-V-A-L-R-Y。Rivalry 是指竞争或对抗，所以 sibling rivalry 就是指兄弟姐妹之间的竞争。That's all for today's language tips. Here comes the word bank.
Tractor. The farmer pulled the large machine with a tractor. Tilt. All the books on the shelf are tilting. Be careful, they might fall over. Crooked. This road is very crooked and hard to drive through.Sibling. Sam wishes he had a sibling. He's the only child. Look back. When I look back on my childhood, I can't believe how much I've changed.
Farm Girl. I was 14.When my dad taught me how to cut hay, he patiently sat beside me on the large tractor as I cut the first few hay rows. Keep the rows straight, he instructed me as he headed off to do other chores. As soon as he left, things started going wrong. The cutting machine tilted to one side. The rows came out crooked.When I adjusted the machine, it made strange noises. Embarrassed, I finally went to find my dad. He quickly discovered the problem. The cutting machine had a flat tire. Cutting hay went smoothly after my dad fixed the tire. Of course, I had fun on the farm too.My siblings and I did things like play baseball together in our large backyard. But I still wished I had more free time to play with my friends. Sometimes I felt sorry for myself that my life was so different from theirs. Looking back now, however, I feel differently. I wouldn't trade the experiences I had growing up for anything. Through my daily chores,I learned the value of hard work. I also developed close relationships with my parents and siblings. Besides, I could climb the silo whenever I wanted.
Well, students, we want to thank Lisa for being with us. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing your story, Farm Girl.
Thank you, Vicki. It's been great to be here.
That's right, Lisa. Really interesting to hear about what life was like on the farm. Friends, that's all the time we have. Join us again next time. We'll have another lesson for you here at Studio Classroom Online. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.